At the end of the day, we were discussing the Gemara Shaila of somebody who makes a machab, Nation Ebene Adam, She'enam Yechaelin Laimalai. If somebody makes a machab in front of a chiger, or somebody who's a Hailacham Dina Sayyam, so he made a machab in front of someone who cannot, is unable to pass on the news of the macha to the mozik. So we have here a machlaikis between Rav and Shmuel, whether it works or not. Shmuel says that it's not a macha. You have to be mech in front of people who are able to travel to the original place. And Rav holds that chavra is like that. Even if he himself can't go, he'll tell someone else. And the other person will go, so that it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. We said yesterday that Rav's svar is the easy one, and Shmuel's svar is the hard one.
Yeah.
Rav Shita is that there's no problem. You never expect the person you're talking to go travel. The word gets around it. The whole idea of a macha is that the word spreads. So Rav, it's easy to understand. Shmuel is the difficult one. Why shouldn't it be good? What, I have to tell somebody dafka who's going to go there? If I tell somebody, as long as he's a talker, it should be good enough, because he's going to tell somebody else and the word's going to get around. So there are two possible pshatim in Shmuel. Why it should not be a good macha. And again, I think both of them were mentioned yesterday. Ramesh's pshat, why a macha in front of people that she'en yechaylem leilech, what's wrong with that macha? So Ramesha says in the Dibris, which we found as a Ramban later in the Perek, that Shmuel is maida that the word gets to the person. He agrees that chavra the chavra chavra is like that the word gets there. But there's a chesaron in this type of macha. There's something suspicious. Here's a person making a macha, dafka in front of chiger v'sheni yachaleilech. He dafka goes in front of someone who's incapable of traveling to the house that he's talking about. It's a reyesa in the macha itself, and that reyesa in the macha is what makes the marekama lose when he makes such a macha. It doesn't have a din macha. The te'elas of the macha is there. The word gets back. The din macha, it's missing the halacha that you have to make a macha. Das heißt nicht kein macha. You make a macha, you couldn't find better people than a chiger and an eini yachaleilech. That's the Ramban's shot. Yesterday I told you a second possible shot. I see the law. What? Remember, we have to step back. Chazak is gebayit on what? What's the first step of the two arrows that we always talk about? If the first step of klolei cheskas gimel shan is the owner should make a macha. If he's a real owner, he makes a macha. And that's where everything starts. If you learn that way, then it starts with the fact that a real owner makes a macha. So then this person is not a real owner. He's not making, this macha is not a macha. It's a macha made. It's like a macha. When you tell somebody, you're going to have later that, typical chushusa. Don't tell anybody. So even if they do tell, but it's there's a chesaron in the macha itself. Even if somehow the chigger would get healed, or he would get a wheelchair ride back to the original place, it's not a machat to start. And even if we'll have Aden, that say Aden's, that the Mazik heard about it, afal pi kein, it's not a machat, it's missing in the machat. Like this hezber, like the Ramban says. The other hezber, which I think fits into the lashon of the Rimagash in the Shita Mukubetzes, is that the takana of macha is to get a maximum number of people to spread the word. And we're not interested in spreading the word. We're interested in the end result, which, again, this is before telephones and before any other way of getting news. The idea is that there's some human being that has to arrive at the field and has to tell the person that you're this field shalaikit in. That's the bottom line. Somebody has to get to it. Chazal shuts up that if you tell two people, that these two people are normal people, and they talk about it, eventually it'll get to enough people that someone will get back to the city and tell him. That takana requires that the two people you tell it to also have to, it has to be possible that they'll go there. Will they go there? I don't care. It's not all 1,000 people that hear about it are going to go there. But it has to be possible, to the best that we can accomplish, it has to be possible for them to go. And as long as it's possible for them to go, that creates a mecha. And if I tell it to people who can go, it may only be 2 less people out of 1,000. It's not a very big difference. But that's not a mecha. The din of a mecha is to be mecha by people that are yechaylin leilech, that are able to go. As long as they're yechaylin leilech, then that's a good mecha.
That doesn't answer why.
Because the rule of mecha is that the other person should hear about it. Now, you have to realize that no mecha is ever 100% that he's going to hear about it. You're never going to have a mecha that you could say for sure he's going to hear. Who says, unless you go b'fanav, there's no for sure. So Chazal set up a certain standard that it has to be this likely that he's going to hear about it. That this likely has to be the way Chazal set up, which is a mecha b'fnei shnayim. And either they, or the people they shmooze with, or the people they shmooze with, or some of them somebody has to get there. And it has to include whatever is b'kaychecha, say that somebody that the word should get there. Now the truth is, you can't control. If you tell two people, they tell others, they may tell a chigur, they may tell a yachalev. But that obviously is not included in the tekon of Chazal. But it has to be that the people you're talking to have to be able, they have to be yachayl and leilech. The Rishbam constantly uses such a lashon by mechash shalai b'fana, that it has to be yachayl and leilech. It have to be able to go. What does Rav hold? So Rav disagrees with either of these two cheshbayis. Rav says, either like the Rimagash's pshat, he says they don't have to go, somebody else will go. Or like the Ramesh's pshat, the Ramban's pshat, Rav holds that it doesn't matter. There's taka reyesa, but afal pk, the word got back, we assume the word got back, and mamela, it's a good mecha. The Rosh paskas like Rav. Even though we have a klal huchasa kishmul b'dine maminis, nevertheless, here he says we paskin like Rav. Why? Because Rav Papa on the next Amid says something which seems to be kishitas Rav. And therefore, the Rosh says the huchasa k'Rav. Taisus on Lamitesam and Aleph is going to tell us that Rav Papa is not dafka going like Rav. And therefore there are many Rishayim that hold we don't paskin like Rav. But the Shita Sarosh is that we paskin like Rav. What's the Svara? So again, Rav Moshe's master. What is Rav going to answer? Shmuel says, what kind of Macha? In front of a Chigur, that's a Macha? What's Rav going to answer to that? So lots of Teretz. Rav will answer. You're very good. You're going 2 steps. I want to say that, but 1 step at a time. First pshat, what's Rav going to say? Rav will say, he made a mechah in front of a chigur. So why is it a good mechah? Is it a reyesa? So Rav says, we're going to tell the muzik, what do you care? You heard that he made a mechah. Achli shtarcha. If you heard he made a mechah, you have to watch your shtar. You're going to go to Bezdin, you'll say, have a raya, I'm telling the truth, because he did such a thing, he went to a chigur. So tell it to Bezdin. But in the meantime, a normal person watches a shtar. If you heard he made a mecha, you watch a shtar. Which we call ach vishtarcha. The raya, ach vishtarcha, where's your shtar? So Rav holds, and the Rosh Pasna is like Rav, that because we have now on the two sides of this din Torah, we have the mazik, is a taina, where's your shtar? You heard about the mecha, you should have watched your shtar. And against the marikama, we have a taina, why'd you do such a thing? You made a mecha in front of a chigur, it's a raya that you're a crook. Each side has a chasar. Each side has something wrong with it. The Mozik has something wrong that he didn't watch a shtar, and the Marikam has something wrong that he made an improper mechal. Rav says that the raya of Ach Vishtarcha is a stronger raya. It is the chsarin of you heard about it. You should have said Ach Vishtar. You should have watched your shtar. And since you should have watched your shtar, so Rav holds that a mechal in front of these people is a proper mechal because the person should watch his shtar. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says the other chesaron is a bigger chesaron. Okay, David. So what's the Rosh Hashita say? So the ikar is that we look at the 3 years mitzad the shtar. That's what she's saying. That should depend what the ikar is. Do we look first mitzad the shtar or mitzad the mechah? I was thinking of a different rush. The rush in Simen Aleph that we go back to all the time. The rush in Simen Aleph in the beginning of the parak had a shaila. What do you do if you have a migo on one side against an achvishtarch on the other side? What happens if it's within 3 years and you have a taina? I don't have my shtar. But I have a migu, I could have said it's more than 3 years. I could have said you're not a marikama. So you can't prove you're a marikama. So I have a migu, and the other side has a chsar and a achvishtarch. So we had that it's a machlaikis, the Rosh, and the Rashbam. The Rosh held that a migu was stronger than achvishtarch, and the Rashbam held that the raya of achvishtarcha is stronger than the migo. That the tain of achvishtarcha is stronger than the migo. It would seem here to be, two machlokes are not the same, because the two sides of the scale, here we're putting a migo on one side instead of an achvishtarcha. But we spoke at the end of Beis Halevi, who said that achvishtarcha, to explain the Rashbam, achvishtarcha is stronger even than a migu, the son of achvishtarcha, which is a chiddush. And the Rosh holds, no, migu is stronger than achvishtarcha. It seems that the machlaikis, between Rab and Shmuel, according to the Ramban, the machlaikis, Rab and Shmuel, is a very similar machlaikis. How strong is the chsaron of achvishtarcha? This person has a chsaron, he can't show his shtar. The person on the other side has chsarin, he made a strange machar in front of a chiver. Which raya carries over which raya? The Rav is saying that achvishtarcha is stronger. Now, the Rosh is paskening like Rav. By migu, the Rosh says that migu is stronger than achvishtarcha. So it's hard to say if the shittas is now the shittas. But the kudas ha-shayla and the kudas ha-machlaikis here is the same kudas. How strong is the chsaron of achvishtarcha? If you have a tain against me, I don't have a shtar. And on your side, you also have a chsaron? Who wins? That was the nidin in the Rosh and Simen Aleph. And according to Ramesh and the Ramban, that is the nidin here in this Gemara. If the chsaron of achvishtarcha is stronger or not, then the other side's chsaron of making a reis, making a machar in front of a chiv. So Kaponim, these are the two mahalchim in this machlaikis. Let's move on to the next piece of Gemara. Hechi dami macha. The first thing that's strange when you say hechi dami macha is what are we doing on Lamed Ches Amid Beis asking hechi dami macha? We should have asked a long time ago hechi dami macha. All right. We have a lot of things like this in the Gemara. But I think the Rashbam was bothered by this, if I'm not mistaken.
The Rishbam says, Hechidami Mecha, a Mecha Shaloi Befanav Koy. This Gemara is going Dafka, a Mecha Shaloi Befanav. The Paskim Aleil, they have a Mecha. There's a Mechudish Dikar Rishbam. Pashit, this Mecha, we're talking even Befanav. What? So why can't there be Befanav? I'm going to argue with you about that. We'll see. Let's wait. I'm not so sure. The way I see people, they put people down Befanav just as much as Shalai Befanav. But let's wait. Let's hold on a second. But this Rishbam is important Rishbam, because without noticing this Rishbam, I would have learned that this is even Befanav. Has it brought in Shulchan Aruch? Has it brought Dafka Shalai Befanav? I don't think so. As it brought the Shulchan Aruch, and he just says, Hechidami Mecha. You have to wash it in the back. It's Kuf Mem Vav. Siftamid, I think. Siftam, right? Not like the Rashbam. The way you learn Pashit. Abad it. The Rashbam is doing this because it bothered him. What's it doing over here? Why isn't that? Why? The Rashbam is saying that. The Rashbam is saying that. The Rishbam is saying that this Gemara is talking Shalai Befanav. That means it's something different Befanav, isn't that what it means?
You can't say that. If I go up to somebody and say, you're a Ganef, it could be that he took my watch yesterday. It doesn't necessarily mean that the car guy, he claimed that he bought me 2 years ago.
So let's see the Gemara's answer, and we'll see if what you're saying is correct. At least like the Shulchan Aruch says it's Stam, right? It's not for fun, it says I'm with the shame. That's the end of the fun. So we have to know if the fun of is different. Okay, in the meantime, the Rishbam, there's no two ways, I don't think there are two ways to learn. He's coming lafuke something. So let's see what the Mecha is, and then we'll see if it makes sense. There should be a difference before of in that. Amrav Zavid, Pliny Gazlin who loy have a Mecha. If you say Pliny is a Gazlin, that's no good. Pliny Gazlin who the Nokit Leila Aroi be Gazlinusa, Ulamacha Tavanale Bedina have a Mecha. If you say Pliny is a Gazlin, because he's in my land, and I intend to take him to a Din Taira, have a Mecha. So right away, Rav Zavid is very misleading. He says, if you say one thing, it's not a Mecha. If you say three things, it is a Mecha. Why does he say two? Rav Zavid leaves himself. So if you only say, Plain of Gazal Lohu, it's nothing. That's one statement. If you say three statements, Plain of Gazal Lohu, did not lie because of Musa, Olam Achim, Olam Bedin, the three things, then it is. So we have here three shittas in the Rishayim of Shat in Rav Zavid. All three shittas are brought in the Rashbam. And they argue what it is that a person has to say. What's the crucial piece in Rav Zavid? So the Rashbam himself says that the ikar is, you have to say, the ka'achol la'ara v'gazlan nusa. If you say Pliny's a gazlan, so maybe he stole your watch. Maybe he stole your radio. Maybe he owes you money from a business deal. You have to explain what you're talking about. That's the Shittas HaRashbam, the most kuladik in the sense, the easiest to make a Mecha, is the Shittas HaRashbam. You just have to explain what it is you're talking about. You don't have to say, L'macha Tavar Alei Bedina. Rashbam then brings the Pshat of Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yaakov, who says that the Ikka is, you have to say, Arai, my land. The Ikka of Rav Zavid is, if you say you stole land, so what does that have to do with you? You have to say, Dachaler Aroi Begazlanusa. Who else's land are we talking about? How many pieces of land does this man have? Everyone agrees he's the Marikama, right? Very, very strange. You have to say, L'Aroi, because otherwise he says, I don't know what you're talking about. If I have one business dealing with someone and he says I'm a Ganev, I would suspect that he's talking about that thing, no?
Well,
no, they say Shochla Ara without Aroi. They say he's eating Karka because of us.
Somebody else is talking.
The Rashi.
I understand, but here's the land he has. He bought for me.
The Rashi says Shabbat because if the whole point is the whole the sermon and the plan is because you're making it, you're trying to put him down. So if you just say Tanuk Gadim, you call me Magadim. Doesn't mean that good for me.
So if I say to me,
saying it to me, showing that no, I mean to say
it. Okay. All right, let's go with that mahalach. What?
There's
eight different karka. One he bought for me, three he's having
on somebody else.
So if he had one, maybe an achinami. If I'm the only karka he has.
So we don't know that because it could be there's other karkas elsewhere.
Okay. All right, so Ben Yaakov holds that you have to say my land. Ben Chananel, the third shot, holds that the ikka is you have to say that you're going to take him to his entire. And if you don't say you're going to take him to his entire, he's fighting with you. Mechites. So Rabbi Chananel holds that you have to say all three nekudas. You have to say Dochel Aroi Begazel Nusa and Mekim Lebedina. The Rashbam holds you only have to say Dochel Aroi Begazel Nusa. And the Rabbi Yaakov holds that you have to say Dochala Aroi because Lavusa. The bottom Tosis on the Yomid Beis, Lamacha Nikita Le Bedina, Nira Lari, the Le Tzarch Lameimer Nikit Nole. You don't have to say it, the Re holds not like Rabbi Nuchanan. El Oro Chedimil Sinokat. And I'll prove it to you, he says. I'll prove it. This is a Kasha Rabbi Nuchanan. Midloi Kamer Rabbi Zavid Plaini Gazla Nuhu, Dochala Aroi Begazla Nusa. The ratio of Rav Zavid. We were saying it's not a macha. He said, "Plain a gazlan lahu lo yav a macha." He didn't say, "Plain a gazlan lahu dochel la'arav a gazlan nusa." So that's a raya that if you say those two things, that it is a good macha. Plain a gazlan lahu dochel la'arav the gazlan nusa mokle bedin lahu have a macha. He didn't say such a lashi. So the diyuka de reisha is the ikr. It says it can be died from the reisha, it can be died from the sefer. It can be died from the reisha that one thing is not a macha, two is. Or it can be died from the sefer that three things are and two things are not. So Taisvis, the ikr is the diyuk de reisha. And Taisvis holds that's a kasha of Erechanan. Now we know, we learned Gemaris and Mishnayis. The Gemara very often says diyuka de reisha is one way. Diyuka de sefer is the opposite way. Ela meho lekala mashamina. Right?
Yeah. Rabbi Echanan
is saying
you
need the kafel.
You know
what?
Saying you're
not going to need the kafel for the Rabbi Echanan. Therefore,
it's
machlokes
which words you have to use.
Machlokes which words? So you're saying, according to Tosis Tikkels, you have to say Dochel Arabagat Musa. According to Ben Chanan, the key is the mitzvah Leila Dina.
You don't have to say the
kafel. You don't have to say the kafel, you can always say the mitzvah Leila Dina. So the question then is, why is Tosis Araya from the Reisha, from Diyuka de Reisha, more than Rabbeinu Chananel will arrive from Diyuka de Sefer? Just like Tosis asks, why do Rav Zavid say, if you say one thing, it's no good? You shouldn't say, if you say two things, it's no good. So, but why do you...
That
is why, the middle wasn't safe, but not a deal. The middle, the ratio of the deal is outweighed the safe of
the
deal. I have way of hedging up the safe that there's no deal.
The ratio I have no idea
of
hedging up
the ratio.
So, what
you're doing is saying the safe is lavdafka and the ratio is dafka.
Because I have you can't say the reverse that the ratio is lavdafka and the safe is dafka. I can't say the lavdafka and the safe is dafka. The way the Rashi found, the way the Rebbe Yaakov learns, that this only fire shape will go. He's coming to the fire, that he's saying is that he's off of the Arab of the Arab of the Arab. So, therefore, I said, well, what about the deal? That's what I'm proving that he's eating the Gadamu.
Right. The, if the sefer would both be true, then the diak of the ratio. If the sefer is dafka, then the diak of the ratio falls off. I'll tell you what I would think. I would answer Rabbeinu Chananel that Rabbeinu Chananel whole means that you need both. You need the kachalara begazal nusa and lamacha kavina lebedin. If you say you need both dafka. It says, Rabbi Chanan is related to the Rashbam, that you need the Kachal La'arav Begazla Nusa. Or even like the Rabbeinu Yaakov, that you need the Kachal La'arav Begazla Nusa. Plus, you need Lamacha Tavan Alei Bedina. If that's true, then Tosis Teret the Kasha's answer. Tosis asked from the Diyuka de Reisha, why didn't say in the Reisha two parts, and it's no good, and then the third part?
But it's true. According to Rabbi Hanan, you say two pots is no good. But the answer is, the Rabbi Hanan wants, the Rabbi Zavid is telling us that there are two pots that you have to have. So his lashon would be very meduyek that the ikar is the two nekudas that you need afterwards. It would be emes if you say the way Tosafot says. That's not the way you would talk. If you're saying you need two conditions, so you say that without these two conditions it's no good. And with the two conditions it is good. So if the middle part is the way is lav dafka, so then it's a stronger kasher of Menachana. If the two parts are dafka, then it's not such a kasher. He's saying these are the two parts that you need.
I think so that you have to say the
right.
It doesn't say the off.
It doesn't say talk over Achal Arab Gaz Musa. So then I'm wrong. You take a look. Stab your finger on the page. Shulchan Aruch says you need all three, or it says you only need the last one.
I think Lashon is that it's not good until you say it. Lashon by the way.
Try to commit. No, I'm saying, how does it bring Rabbi Hanan? It brings Rabbi Hanan with both, with shyness or with just one? What? It says the Kach of Gazal Nusup and the Machat Van Levadino, which is the Machat. It says both. So it's not right either way. Both the Lashon Gemara. Okay, there are a number of. There are a number of problems with this whole Gemara. What are we going to do with the case of Mashkanta? Where Pliny is sitting in my field, I gave it as him as a Mashkin, as a Mashkanta de Sura. Or an Oris is in my field. I give a sharecropper in my field, and he's there for a few years. We said that you have to make some kind of Macha. Right? You have to make a Macha. Even though the person's not a Goslin. I have a field, I hire a sharecropper, he's in my field, he's working there for 3 years. I'm nervous that after 3 years he's going to say that he bought it for me. So the Gemara said, what am I going to do? It must be that I'm going to tell him, Hadi Mishkanta de Sur, the Kasaba Hachi, the Mishra Mishniya, Elaine Tepekara, double like Kesef, Yikavish Leish Ta Mishkanta, Hachinami de Mehemen, Stakim Vasa Asa de Pseda, Eli Baila Lamchuye, Hachinami Baila Lamchuye. That means when a person is not a ganiv, we also say ibay leilam chuye. How do you make a bacha? Can I ask you on a person who's in your field with permission? Let's say you own a house and you rent it. You have tenants living there. So nowadays we save shtaris. But let's say you wouldn't have a you're afraid you lose your shtar. How do you make a bacha against a tenant? You have to go to their house and make a bacha and say, "This is my house. You're only a tenant." You have to say Lamacha Tavan Le Bedina? It makes sense that you should have to say Lamacha Tavan Le Bedina. Huh? That makes no sense. So it's saying Lachinami. You don't have to say Lamacha, huh?
You say Lamacha if he doesn't. What he does, the mind is a neighbor. I can tell you not to do the mind is a neighbor. In 2 months, when the lease is over, if he stays there past his time, then I'll take him to Bedina.
The Rambam says that you have to say such a lashon that to make a macha on a oris, on a sachir, on a mashkanta, you have to say the same lashon. You have to say this person. You don't say gazal nusa. Say this person is eating it barisusa or by mashkanta. And if he's going to claim that it's his tavana le bedina, I'm going to take him to a din tov, which doesn't seem the natural thing that most people would say. As they state in Rambam, that you have to say such a lashon. I found a tshuva in the Rashba that I happened to bump into. In tshuva hay, in chelak hay, tshuva kufyud beis. The Rashba says, but lashon tkifis, that it's not true. He says in the lashon vadois that it's not emes. He says al vaday.
He brings a raya. Gemara said on Lamed Amid Beis that if somebody is in a field for 4 years, and someone else says that I bought it, whether I have a chazaka for sheva, for more than 4 years, so the Gemara said, "Oven inish the karmi l'shanei tuva shnei chazaka v'ani mili ta'achla sheva shani." Gemara said that if I'm in a field and the owner sells it, that has a din machal. I'm in a field for 2 years, and the marikama sells it to someone else. That has a din machal, and I have to start to watch my shtar. Now he didn't say l'macha tavana le'bedina. He didn't say a word about it, but he did say plain a gazlanahu because he went and he sold it to someone else. And that, the Gemara says, is a good macha. So you see that you don't always have to say l'macha tavana le'bedina. The Rashbam says, Hosam Vaday, the Rashba says, Hosam Vaday Lab Gazlanahu, Ka'amar, Loy Lamachalay Tavanale Bedina, Elashum Meicha Bagufe Shalkarka, Va'aymer, Plaini the Kachala Roy, Ain like Klum Bagufe Shalkarka, Machmas Mashkanta, Shayard Lepe Raisav, and that's enough. You don't have to say that I'm going to Din Tyre. You just have to make the statement. You have to threaten the Din Tyre. Rashba says no. And the truth is, it's difficult to understand the Shita Sarambam, why I have to threaten it and tire it to someone I get along with. Remember, this whole Cheshbin is what normal people do. So normal people, as a safety thing, you're going to go into bed and you're going to say, you're going to tell somebody, I want to make a statement, this is my field. Or go to their two agents. But you have to say, Tavana Levedina. It's very, very hard to understand. So we have a machlekes to Rambam and the Rashba, where you have to say Tavana Levedina in such a case. Now, why isn't it enough to say Plani Gazlanahu? What's the Hezber Adover? Why is it not enough to say Plani is a Gazlan? Okay, that should be enough. I would have thought the Macha is say Plani Gazlanahu. So most Rishayim say, because he thinks you're just calling him names, you're pagan by. If people don't like somebody else, they call them names. They call them names which have no connection to reality. They get angry, and they call names. And the Rosh is Masber, that Hezber. Most of the Rishayim go with that Hezber. That's Stam, he's calling him names, and you don't have to watch your star because someone calls you names. The Rosh adds to this. He says that when you're just calling names, people are not going to pass the word back. If I'm in a house and someone says that I'm a ganav, are they going to tell me Pliny said you're a ganav? It's just mitzarim. Why would you tell him? You tell somebody something just because it's mitzarim. The Rosh says, now what does it mean it's only calling names? It means that that's not a good macha, because chavra islay won't work. Because you don't go to tell somebody, Pliny's calling you names. A good friend doesn't do that. You don't tell somebody information that only causes inside. Therefore you have to say, Tavana Lebedina. If you say Tavana Lebedina, a good friend is going to go tell him, you better watch out, he plans to take you to a dentira. That's the Rosh's husband. Because the Chabra Chabra Islay doesn't work when you're calling names. We'll get to the Inyanei Rechilas on the Yomid Beis. Muki Yosef says it differently. Muki Yosef says also calling names. He says a different Lash. He says the way we said first, that if somebody's calling names, I don't watch a star because someone's calling me names. It's a nature. There are some people, they fight with everybody, they call names. Not everyone who calls names goes to a din Torah. What's the nafgamina between the Rosh's reason and the Muki Yosef's reason? What? How so? On Zohar Mishnah it says, on Tzar Mitzar it says in the Rashbam, there's not going to, there's no Mishaber Chaber Islay.
Like.
So you have to say Aroi. We're trying to explain now the Rabbeinu Chananel, though. We're saying, why the Rabbeinu Chananel do you have to say L'macha Tavan Alei B'din? What's wrong if you don't say L'macha Tavan Alei? So one Hezber is because the person won't want Shishtar. Muki Isis words. The Russian's words are because Chaber Chaber Yisrael won't carry on. It would seem to me in Nafgamina be fun of if you make a macha to the person's face. Let's say you go to the person to his face and you tell him, you're a Goslin, it's my land. You say Aroi. You're a Goslin, it's my land. To his face, do you have to say Tavan Alei B'dina? So let's see. Let's look at the Mukiyasis reason and the Russian's reason. Mukiyasis said, if you don't say Tavan Alei B'dina, he's not Zara B'shtare. He thinks, damn, you're fighting with him. So then it should be the same din, Shalai B'fanav or B'fanav. He's not going to be Zara B'shtare. But the Russian's reason, why do you have to say L'mocha Tavan Alei B'dina? Because otherwise there's no Chavra Chavra Yisrael. That reason, B'fanav, doesn't apply. Because what B'fanav, Chavra Chavra Yisrael, B'fanav, you don't need Chavra Chavra Yisrael. You're telling him to his face. So B'fanav, like the Rush, you don't need to say Tavan Alei B'dina. It's enough to say, you're a Gazan, it's my land. If you learn the whole Chesaron of not saying Tavan Alei B'dina is because of the fact that the word's not going to get to him, the word's not going to get to him. If you tell him B'fanav, it's different. So it would seem that the Rosh Mukiyasis explanations are an afkamina. If B'fanav, if you need such a machag, if you need a lashon of Tavan Alei B'din, Le'er Ben Chanan. The Rashbam, who said this whole Gemara is talking to after Shalai B'fanav, Zitachin, that he taka holds, that B'fanav, you don't need it. If you go with Ben Chanan's pshat, at least, that you don't need it. But the Rashbam's own pshat, it's all hard. L'chayra, there should be a second afkamina. I'm just thinking out loud. L'chayra should be a second afkamina. The machlek is the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam and the Rashba argue in the case where someone's an aris or a mashkanta, do you have to threaten Tavan Alei B'dina? Well, you don't have to threaten Tavan Alei B'dina. Is it enough to say this person's only an aris in my field, he didn't buy it? Do you have to say Tavan Alei B'din? Now here, you can't say he's stomp calling him names. You can't say what he's going to say. He's stomp calling me names. What calling me names? He's not calling you a crook. He's saying that you're an aris or a mashkanta. So the reason that you stomp calling names, it's not a machah, should not apply. If he's an aris, you shouldn't have to say Tavan Alei B'dina, because he's going to think you're stomp calling him names. No, you're saying it's a mashkanta. Masha'enkei, if you go with the reason of the Nuki Isis, that a person is not Zar B'shtare unless he hears Tavan Alei B'dina, his reason should apply even by mashkanta. By mashkanta also, I don't watch my shtar unless someone says Tavan Alei B'dina. He says things. But if he doesn't say Tavan Alei B'dina, I don't watch my shtar. So the Rambam, who said that you have to say, even by an oris, Tavan Alei B'dina, that if he wants this field, I'm going to take it to a dentira, he mistama holds like Muki Yosef. That the reason you say Tavan Alei B'dina is that he should be Zar B'shtare. The Rashba says you don't need Tavan Alei B'dina. The Stam goes like the Rush. That the issue here is an issue of the Tzarei Kamachavim. So that's not the Tzareim. So that Cheshbin falls away. So L'chayra, these are two naftaminas between the two Hezberim and why you have to say Tavan Alei B'dina. Or the two Tamim. Okay, so this is the Lashon. The Gemara now goes through a few additional cases. We've discussed these cases already this year. Amar Zavid. Omar Loisemu. Now we're going to go through four additional cases. The similarity between all these cases, the case of Eini Ragalavai, Eini Achalavai, and these four cases very similar. Let's see the four cases. Omar Loisemu. What happens if the Meicha says to the Eidim, Lay same rule, I'm making a machah, don't tell him. What's a din? Amar Zavir, how come la samulay? That's not a good mecha. Amar Papa Amar Lididei la samulay. He always said, don't tell him. Lachrini imruluhu. But other people, you are going to tell. And if you're going to tell other people, chabra chabra islay, chabra the chabra islay. So this sounds like the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which is what the Rosh says. Here, this person himself is not going to tell, but others will tell. So it sounds like Rav Papa is the same as Shmuel. So Rav Papa is the same as Rav. Rav said, if you make a macha in front of a chigur, it's good. Same thing, you make a macha in front of someone, you say, like, same roulet, it's good. That's the Rosh Hashita, that this machlokes is the same machlokes as Rav and Shmuel. Top Tosis disagrees. Let's see Tosis' reason. Tap Tosis, Nirulari. Rapapa Isle Shapi de Shmuel, Dama Lael Micha Bifnei Bnei Adam, Shein Yechaylin Loi Moloi, Hava Mecha. Aye, what's the difference if you say Mecha in front of a Chigur or a Chayla? Or you say Loi Seim Rulei? Hasa Mari Mechayla Vizakin, Shelo Oilam Lo Yelech Lamakav Shem Azu Shem. Because there, the Chigur definitely won't go. Aval Hacha Yelchu Lamakav Shem Azu V'yagidu Lebnei Ha'ir. V'yam Rulei V'hava Mecha. Tosis says that they will tell. What do you think this machlokes is telling you? Tosis says, if you tell someone something, and you tell him, don't tell Pliny, he will tell. And the Rosh holds, he won't tell. Could it be that there's a machlokes if you're allowed to tell? Are you allowed to tell someone something? If I come over to you and I tell you something, I say, don't tell Pliny. Are you allowed to tell Pliny? No? I tell you, you know, they say the difference between a secret and not a secret is that a secret you tell one person at a time. Right? Instead of announcing it. Are you allowed to tell a secret? I noticed in the Lashon of the Muki Yosef, I was learning the Muki Yosef yesterday, he says, B'Lashon Isser, that it's also to tell. Kima the Derech Said Masalem. He says, I don't know, you have to understand his Lashon. He says in Baishusa, in the last white line, Kivan she'ena mutal olav bi'isser sh'lei l'galo isai ena nizir olav. Mala imrei. If the Edom themselves volunteer that we're not going to tell anybody, so there's no isser sh'lei l'galo isai ena nizir olav. So even if they say we won't tell anybody, they'll end up telling. Smashing the Reisha, with the Issa Shalei L'Galo Yisai, that's why they don't tell. So it sounds like. It sounds on Lashon of the Muki Yosef that there's an Issa to tell. There's an Issa Shalei L'Galo Yisai, and that's what's behind this Gemara. What? So maybe, is it Tafka Vashusa? That I'm not sure.
That's how everyone learns like that Vashusa.
That's an Isser or that people don't do it? No, I like to try to be Mavara. What? By the same relay, you can tell others. But they'll tell, you mean they're allowed to tell others, just not tell him. I mean they're allowed to tell others and the others. So that's the Machlaikas. It sounds like Chibir, that you won't tell, but somebody else will tell. So what does Tosis mean it's different? Tosis says that could be they'll tell anyway. So Tosis says there's no Issur, no? Oh, you mean by a Chigur, he has to do it from here? So a Chigur in the same city, you're saying, would probably be good. Even Shloim Abana. Right, I'd like to try to be Mavara for tomorrow, this Inyan. Well, let's see. Let's get to our foot of Brei Yeshua. And we're going to try to be Mavara this tomorrow. If I recall correctly from last time, Baba Basra, there are those here that talk about this. In the Yomid Beis, they talk about Hilchos Lashon Hara. But here about the Issa Shalei Lagala Said. If I remember correctly, there's a Machlaikis, the Gra, and Rabbeinu Yaina. Whether there's an Issa Deiraisa to tell a secret that someone tells you. The Gra in Mishlei, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Hailach Rachel Magala Said. The Gra says that somebody who tells secrets is similar to Hailach Rachel, to someone who tells speaks Rechilas. The Gra says two words on it. He says, V'isur and Shava. Say Nisa. Just like Rechilas is an Nisa Deraisa, telling a secret is an Nisa Deraisa. In the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he brings from Rabbeinu Yaina, if I recall correctly, we'll check this up, that it's an Nisa Derabanan. Shalei Lagala Said is not an Nisa Deraisa, it's an Nisa Derabanan. Halacha L'maisa, it's the same. The Machlaikis comes down. Anybody know which pasuk we learn out that they're not supposed to tell a secret? Huh? Which pasuk? Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe, either Lamar or Ba'al Moed Lamar. They're two different sizes. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lamar. The Gemara says Mikan. Why does it say Lamar? What does Lamar even mean? Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Lamar. What? Zadam Achleikis. Some Rebbeim said Azayt Zugin, and some said Zugindik. I didn't know what Azayt Zugin meant. I didn't know what Zugindik meant. But the Gemara darshins, Lamar means Hashem told Moshe, and he said, you say it over. Mekan, shehu bebal yaymer, at sheyom leyamar. That you're not allowed to tell a secret until, if someone tells you something, you're not allowed to repeat it until he gives you permission to repeat it. He doesn't even have to tell you it's a sight. Someone tells you something, you have to keep it in confidence, unless he gives you rishus to say it over. It appears to be a machlekes Rabbeinu Yaina in the Gra, whether that's a drasha gemura, or not a drasha gemura. There's a Gemara in Megillah that says that an Aliyah has to have three psukim, and v'yadaber oylem min aminyan. V'yadaber counts. And Rashi says, afal pishein lemeidim mimenu klum. What's the chidush? Yadaber shalom ha'ishalayim counts as a pasuk? Afal pishein lemeidim mimenu klum, Rashi says, even though we've learned anything from it. So Rashi sounds like it's only a Nisid Rabbanim. The Meritzchias in the back is the Kasha on Rashi, that the Gemara and Yuma, Darshins Vedav Shem Avay Shalayim. I think... What? Not each and every time. So that's cool, we don't learn anything from it. It says, like, Signai...